Tricia Yearwood on 98Q Country, segueing into, somebody a little bit more local, you might say. Joel, what's going on here this morning?
Well, we got one of the artists who's going to be in town this weekend at Prentice Progress Days. Nice enough to join us from somewhere in the country. Haley James. Haley, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for taking time to join us. We're going to get to know you a little bit here this morning, so the folks who are making their way to Prentice Progress Days can get a good connection already before you even hit the stage here. So, Haley, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, and kind of your music journey leading up to this moment.
Yeah, so I grew up in Cottage Grove, Minnesota. I spent most of my childhood growing up there. I started playing my very first shows in Hastings, Minnesota, just down the road from Cottage Grove. And that's kind of where I started my journey, just playing open mics. And I was playing open mics around the cities, around Hastings. And then my first gig I got was in Hastings, Minnesota. And from there, my first gig got a weekly gig all summer long. And that really just boosted my confidence on stage. And I really got people to hear me. And that very first year I started pursuing performing, I released my first single, Live Your Life. And I was 14 years old when I wrote it. I was 15 when I released it. And I started at 14. So it's been quite a journey. I turned 23 in a week. So it's been almost like between like 8-9 years that I've been pursuing music. And I've gotten to do such incredible things and open for idols of mine, sing with idols of mine. It's been an awesome journey.
Nice. So we got a connection already because my dad, who passed away a few years ago, graduate of Hastings High School. So I have a lot of relatives over in that Hastings area.
Really?
Yeah, I've been there many, many times to Hastings. Cool little town right on the river there. So
beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful area. Tell us about, let's talk more recently about this summer. And you mentioned being able to take the stage with some big name artists and stuff like that. So tell us a little bit about your summer and how's that gone for you?
Yeah, honestly, it's been amazing. I had a really cool moment happen this past summer. A lot of people know me because I had a video go viral back in 2021. I got pulled on stage to sing with Dustin Lynch, and that was in Cadott, Wisconsin, at what was called Country Fest. It's now called Hoofbeat. But I was pulled on stage, the video went super viral, and actually this summer I got to reunite with Dustin at his show in Welch, Minnesota, and I kind of honestly snuck into his meet and greet, not literally, I didn't sneak in, but I got into his meet and greet, and I was just like, hey, do you remember me? And he remembered me. He's like, you have been literally the one person he brought up that entire summer. Because he brought up a bunch of people that same summer. You were the one person that went viral. You were still going viral to this day. People know me because of it. Still goes viral. And he had me sing on stage with him again and join him again. And I feel like it's just been a thing because last summer I got to get on stage with Riley Green and sing with him. And that was also at Country Fest Hoofbeat. So that has just been a really cool place that has just offered me so many cool opportunities, things that people know me for. And yeah, I've gotten to open for just idols of mine, like even just this past year, Ingrid Andress and Carrie Underwood, all the people that I just absolutely love. So
yeah,
been amazing.
Can you imagine Dustin Lynch, Gray, pulls a young lady like Haley up on stage thinking, you know, she's going to just sing and it's going to be just okay. And all of a sudden, bam, Haley, yeah. I mean, you probably belted out a note and Dustin was like, whoa, hello. I'm sure that's part of the reason why it went viral, right?
Honestly, it was so funny to see the video. I feel like everyone needs to watch that video. If you just search up Haley James and Dustin Lynch, I'm sure it will come up. But truly, if you watch his reaction, I was 17 at the time. I felt like such a baby. I felt like I was just brand new into all of this. And even him just bowing down, I was very much in my element. I was feeling very good. I was very excited. It was such a fun opportunity.
Yeah, just to get to rub. You mentioned Carrie Underwood and stuff like that. That's such a great opportunity. That's what's unique about country music, isn't it, Haley? Is all these country music festivals we have, and artists like you getting an opportunity to really showcase what you can do and meet the people who influenced you. That's kind of unique when you talk about music formats. Country has that going for it, doesn't it?
Yes. No, I truly. the country music scene also in the Midwest is very much here. I feel like a lot of people go to Nashville for the music scene and the country music scene specifically, but I think there's such a beautiful thing happening up here in the Midwest, and there's just so many concerts happening. So many country artists tour through Minnesota, Wisconsin for a reason, because this is just where so many country music fans live. And I have seen that with the love that I've been given over the years. And I've just built a really great fan base, truly, that just show up and love my music, which is all I could ask for.
Yeah. And artists, I mean, they have you have decisions to make. We talked to Chris Cruzy a couple years ago, and he talked about the fact that he didn't want to move to Nashville. He didn't want to go there, but he does pretty well for himself. So there is, you mentioned country music being so big in the Midwest and Wisconsin too, that, yeah, I mean, going to Nashville has its ins possibly, but you can still make a go of it, right? Around here, I mean, you stay busy, you make enough money to make it worthwhile. There's still a way to make it work, right?
Right. And yeah, actually, I am friends with Chris Cruzy too, and just seeing the grind that he's on. I mean, it's so possible to make music your full-time job and not move to Nashville. It definitely can be a different experience if you go to Nashville, I would definitely say. And there's so many advantages to Nashville, but I would say too that it is just very beneficial to, you know, not be scared to start a career in music up here, because there are a lot of really great opportunities happening up here that you don't even really know about till you get into it. So
yeah and Gray, I mean, Gray, you've experienced it with your brother's Big Dipper. They bring in music all over the place, and you've seen the talent that's around. I mean,
yeah, no, I'll say it often and loudly, for a small town area, we've got a weird level, a super high degree of musical talent, and a super high number of people with that kind of talent. So it's awesome to see. It's hardly a surprise at this point to hear that, you know, and there's a Haley James out there somewhere, you know, sitting there just playing guitar on her back porch. Haley, how long ago did what you're at a certain moment in your life, I imagine what you're going through right now felt like it would never come. And I bet that wasn't all that long ago. It seems like things are happening pretty quick for you.
Yeah, honestly, when I started, like I said, I started at 14. I really honestly, when I say I started at 14, is really when I started writing songs. I started performing. I started playing guitar. I pretty much just picked up the guitar and forced myself to learn it. And I had been singing ever since. But, you know, I started going into this whole thing as a hobby. I had no idea that it could be a real career for me until I mean, even the first single I released, I got it played on a major radio station out of the Twin Cities. And I got an interview on the news station out of the Twin Cities. And right then and there, I felt like that was just telling me that this is where I'm meant to be. This is the path and the journey that I'm meant to be on. And truly, I think when you put hard work into something that you love and you really just pour your heart into it, you will find that that is where you're meant to be. That is the journey that you're meant to be on, and there will be signs. So it's been a beautiful journey for me. And from the start, like you said, I feel like things have just been really working out for me. But I feel like, again, that happens when you're just putting your whole heart and soul into it and working hard.
Well, and I want to highlight something you said there, because the two things, in fact, just now you said it feels like things have just been working out for you. But just before that, you mentioned how you sat down and you forced yourself to learn guitar. You know, that's one of those things that a lot of people own guitars. I happen to know a guy really well who owns a guitar that he's never played. Not going to name names or admit anything here, but that ability to sit down and put yourself through something like that other people might not be able to. I mean, it sounds like self-discipline by another description. It sounds like the hard work you've done. I mean, do you agree with the statement, opportunities multiply as you take advantage of them? Is that something that lines up with where you've been?
Yeah.
That's something that's blown my mind too, is just, hey, say yes to the thing, and who knows where you're going to end up on the side of it. I mean, it would be pretty easy to ask you what the most surprising aspect has been, but somebody who's been pulled up on stage with Dustin Lynch and Carrie Underwood, it might not be too hard to guess. My question is, how many times can you be pulled up on stage randomly before people recognize you before you start singing? I think you've got a limited number of surprise stage appearances.
You know, actually, it's funny you say that, because like I said, I got pulled up on stage by Dustin Lynch and Riley Green at Country Fest, which is now Hoofbeat. I still call it Country Fest. It just changed names the last couple years.
Yeah.
But no, truly, when I was going there this past summer, because I just went to go because I love the festival. My family's gone forever. And that's why I was there when I got pulled up on by Dustin Lynch. And so I got so many people stopping me. I swear every like 5 minutes I had someone stop me. I wasn't even playing the festival. And they were like, "You're Haley James. Can I take a picture with you?" And so that to me is so cool. It is showing the impact. And clearly that place holds a lot of memories and a lot of the big memories that I have. So it makes sense, but it's very cool to be recognized. I mean, I've even been recognized in like, you know, in a Quick Trip by the cashier, like, "Hey, I know who you are." it's so funny. I just love it so much. It shows how much of an impact that I'm making. And that's so cool.
Haley James will be at Prentice Progress Days Saturday night at 6 o'clock. And we're going to play a clip of her song Lemonade Stand in just a little bit, a new song she has out. But I always want to ask this to artists like yourself, whether you've been in it for a few years or we've interviewed legendary artists too, because I've been in radio a long time and I've had a couple moments in my career where I literally like pinch myself. It's like, how am I here with this person? How am I here in this moment? So give me that. You're young yet, Haley, but give me that moment. What stands out as number one when you were like on stage or you're like standing next to someone and you're like, how am I here with this person talking to them? What's your moment?
Honestly, like most recent was when I got to sing with Dustin Lynch this summer, because just being pulled on stage and being up there and even having fans at his concert being like, "I know her." That was like a moment where I had to pinch myself of like, this is so cool. I'm singing with Dustin Lynch, somebody I've looked up for years and years and years, somebody who has truly changed my life and didn't even try. I mean, he pulled me up not knowing who I was. And it was just a moment that just happened out of circumstance. And that was a moment for me recently that I just felt so cool. My mom was standing on this like side of the stage recording me. And I was just like, this is so cool. And to have my family even beside next to me, like watching me grow, my mom, my dad, my sister, and like even my fiance, it's just so cool to like have them watch these things happen for me too, because having my core people to like be there with me is also so special. So that was just such a fun, cool moment for
me. And it's so much, I love it. I'm old enough, Haley, where I grew up without the internet. But what I see as an older person in the internet is it gives opportunities for artists like you and people who are so talented that maybe in another generation would never have been able to do some of the things you do, because you can get yourself out. You don't, yes, Nashville is nice, but you don't need Nashville. You got social media, you got other outlets, and that's got to be so much fun for you and to run into people in your industry that have succeeded through that avenue.
Yeah, it's very exciting because there always seemed like there was this one right path. But the more people I meet, the more they say, you know what? No, there are so many paths that you could take. There are people being signed by record labels that blow up on TikTok, and that's like their thing. And you don't have to be living in Nashville to blow up on TikTok. You could be living anywhere. So really, honestly, the sky's the limit these days with what, you know, the online and social media is offered.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, Haley, Saturday night, are we doing a band, acoustic? What can people expect Saturday night for you?
Yes, I'm so excited. I'm bringing the full band.
All right.
We are so excited to come to Prentice. I tell you, we are just so excited. We have some new things we're going to try out, and we just love having fun. We love rocking out, and it's a little bit of country pop, a little bit of soft rock influence, like even songs that aren't necessarily rock, we bring those electric guitars out and we hit them hard. Like, we love it. It's so fun. Energy's high the whole time. And I will be giving out free lemonade per my lemonade song. So you're going to get free lemonade if you come to my show.
All right. So we're going to play a clip of that. Give us the inspiration behind Lemonade Stand. I saw a little bit of the promo video, but this does take me back to the old days. And even in small town America here, I'll drive by a house and see a 10-year-old girl out there with a lemonade stand. I'm just like, I got to stop and get a glass. Is that kind of where it goes back for you?
Yes. Like, I still see little girls, little boys all around my town having lemonade stands. And it makes me so happy that that's still a tradition, because I did that And me and my sister would sit at the end of our driveway and sell lemonade. And those are just core childhood memories, you know, even chasing after the ice cream truck when it's coming down the road. And it just is a song that encompasses everything about my childhood. It's a song that truly tells you why I am the way I am. And it highlights that sisterhood as well. And my sister's in a lot of the promo, you can see. And it's funny, the joke is she's not blonde, but I wrote it with another blue-eyed blonde, Maddie Taylor. So that was the inspo, but it is very much inspired by my big sister, Carly. So yeah. In our childhood growing up.
All right. Where can they find your music? Where's a good place for them to go online, Haley?
Yeah, you can go to HaleyJamesMusic.com. You can find literally everything there. Socials, music, my bio, where I'm playing, tour dates, everything.
HaleyJamesMusic.com. And go to YouTube and check out the Haley James Dustin Lynch if you haven't seen that, too. I gotta go read that. All right. Well, Haley, safe travels to you. Thank you so much for taking time to join us. It's always fun to get to know artists because, you know, I've been doing radio for 40 years, and I don't want to set a precedent here, Haley, but I have a little bit of a history of interviewing people, and then they kind of go big. Jake Owen, I did that right when 8 Second Ride came out.
Scotty McCreery.
Matthew Ramsey, I interviewed him before he even ever became a star. So, Haley, don't forget the little don't forget the little people, okay?
I'm going to take it and roll with it.
All right. Haley, we'll see you in Prentice on Saturday. Thank you so much for taking time to join us.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Haley James, you'll be at Prentice Progress Days Saturday night, 6 o'clock. And here's a little snippet of her new song called Lemonade Stand. Back when I was go to YouTube. There's a promo video for that. That's pretty cool that she did with her sister. Just Lemonade Stand, Haley James, H-A-I-L-E-Y, Haley James. Very nice young lady. I hope she does well.
Prentice Progress Days, 6 p.m., like she said, with the full band. But we're going to be digging into YouTube. I need to see those Dustin Lynch clips real quick.
Yeah, exactly.
And you need an update on the weather that's coming. When is the rain going to hit? How hard will it hit? That kind of info coming up next, along with a word from sponsors. And we're not done yet for the day. Gray here, sticking around for another minute. And Joel will be broadcasting live later in the day from Wheelway Auto. So there's plenty left to do. Joel will talk to you again soon. But first, that update on the weather from 98Q Country.